The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I am in a bit of a silent mode. So what I'd like to do is to tell a story. Some of you have heard the story before. But the story can be applied in new ways. It's a story told in the ancient texts of Buddhism. It's a fable or a myth, something like that. And it concerns the great chief god of the heavens, named Brahma. And this great Brahma, the ruler of the gods, powerful figure, has a great palace in this heavenly divine palace. And in the main meeting room of the palace, he has a mighty throne that only Brahma sits on. Well, one day Brahma was out and about the universe, away from home. And along comes an ugly little runt of a troll. And this ugly, mean-spirited, ugly little troll hops along and drags its body along and finds its way into the palace, into the great meeting hall, and just keeps going and jumps up into the great throne of the great Brahma and sits there looking out across the court. And the other gods who are there are quite concerned and start getting upset that only Brahma sits in that seat. And so they tell him to get off. He doesn't get off. They start raising their voices, expressing their anger, their hostility to this ugly runt of a troll, little troll. And as they get more angry, more upset with him, they don't understand what's happening, but this troll is getting bigger and bigger and less ugly and stronger and no longer a little runt of something. And the gods of the court are confused, so they go out across the universe to find Brahma, and they tell them what's going on at home. And he says, oh, I understand. And so he makes his way home. I think the stories say sometimes as quickly as a strong person could flex their arms, snap their fingers, I guess, Brahma returns home from somewhere else in the universe. And Brahma goes up into his meeting hall and goes up towards his throne and stands in front of this big, strong, maybe even radiant troll. And he starts bowing to the troll, offering his respect. He tells the troll, I hope you're well. I hope you're comfortable up there. And it's nice to see you. And he bows again. And he offers his kindness, his respect. And as he does so, the troll starts getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And it keeps getting smaller until finally, poof, it vanishes. Then Brahma gets up on its throne and sits there, and he explains to all the gods in his court. And he says, that troll was an anger-eating troll. That's what the troll subsists on. And the more angry you got, in fact, he sat on the throne to get you angry. And the more angry you became, the more food he had, the more he grew and became bigger and stronger. He was living and feasting on your anger. So of course he wasn't going to go down. He loved his strength. He loved his power and the majesty of looking out through these angry eyes, and just, it was wonderful. But if you stop feeding him, but offer him kindness and respect, then his sustenance is not provided, and he'll shrink and small, and poof, he vanishes. So there's no indication in the story that there was any sympathy for or compassion for this troll that he should disappear, but it's just a fable. And it's a fable for ourselves, that we have, I don't know if you like trolls. I'm from Norway, and there's lots of trolls, and they're kind of cute. And so there is, but there's some kind of trolls in us. And which ones do you feed? Do you have an anger troll that gets bigger as you feed it, as you get angry, angry at yourself, angry at the troll, angry at your anger, angry at the world? What are you feeding? What gets bigger? Do you have a greed troll? Does your greed grow and bigger, and the greed promotes more greed, more desire, more wanting? I've had times in my life where it just seemed like I was a wanting an engine, like I just want this and this and this. And sometimes I've had the feeling that I just wanted something. I didn't really have an object that I wanted. I just knew I wanted it, just this desire, and sometimes insatiable. Is there a self-pity troll that lives on self-pity? Is there an arrogance troll that lives on, feeds on arrogance and gets bigger? What do we feed? And this idea of what we feed is recognizing there's a difference between having any of these things, having anger, having greed, having arrogance, having fear. There are fear trolls. There's a difference between having these emotions come up and how we feed them. And it's the feeding of them which is the issue. The way we relate to it, the attitude we have, what's extra, what we add to it. And some of what we add to it is fuel that feeds it and grows it and justifies its very existence and insists on being seen and values the power, values the strength, or gives in, collapses to the despair around it, collapses to the despair troll. All these things. In the path of mindfulness, everything is to be respected. Everything is allowed to sit on its throne. It's allowed to be respected that way. And for us to go and not be on the throne ourselves, but to be willing to meet it with some humility, humbleness, lack of conceit, lack of demands, lack of hostility, lack of conflict. In a sense, to bow to all things. Hello, I see you. I know you. I respect your presence right now. Doesn't mean I agree with you. Doesn't mean I'm fueling you and egging you, encouraging you on. But I will offer you my respect, my ability to see again, to look more deeply, to not be in conflict, but rather to hold it in awareness, to see it clearly. And if you do that, if you can have that kind of caring attention, respectful attention, not condemning anything, not succumbing to anything, not collapsing to anything, not being hostile to anything, not being afraid of your fear, not being angry at your anger, not being angry at your desires or afraid of your desires. Just look at them. Imagine that you put them on the throne, the center of a palace. And there, that kind of placing of them, you can leave it alone. Don't get involved. Don't feed it. But look at it carefully, kindly, and then see what happens. Maybe, chances are that it's not a troll that will get smaller and smaller and smaller and just disappear. Chances are it's a troll that will transform itself into one of the most friendly and loving and appreciative trolls you could ever imagine that you have. Kindness, love, care, generosity, peacefulness, patience, mindfulness. May your kind respect, your kindness and care and attention, non-involved attention, non-reactive attention, non-conflictive attention, support the profound transformation of what's inside of you, so the very best inside of you has a chance to grow and develop and become part of who you are. May you be careful that you don't feed the anger, the anger troll. So thank you for being here, and I appreciate it very much. And next Wednesday, I will not be here. I'm teaching a second online retreat. And so I'm sorry I won't be here to sit with you. I really appreciate this chance today. And in 2 weeks, I'll be back. And mostly I'm around. So, and I'll continue doing the early morning sittings while I'm on retreat. So if you want to have a little bit of this kind of experience during next week, then the 7 a.m. in the morning sittings and will be available. So thank you all very much.